News Talk ZB.
Morning, 7 past 7. So foreign investment talk over the weekend. Saturday, David Seymour, an act announced reform that will make it easier for foreigners to buy local companies and properties. Then yesterday, New Zealand First announced a future investment fund idea that they will take to the next election in 2026. Now, the New Zealand Initiative's Executive Director, Oliver Hartwich, with us on all of this. Oliver, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Seymour said over the weekend, we're 38 out of 38 with reputation. We sort of thumb our nose to the world. Is he right?
Oh, he's absolutely right, and we've known this for many years. New Zealand has always been one of the hardest places for international investors to come and invest, and we've been ranked in these rankings really at the bottom really for decades. And that's why that part of globalization has always bypassed New Zealand. Actually, the share of FDI in our GDP is lower than it used to be 25 years ago, whereas most other countries have advanced. So David Seymour is absolutely spot on.
What's our problem? Are we xenophobic?
Not necessarily xenophobic, but we just don't like foreign capital. We just make it way too hard for foreign capital to come to New Zealand and be deployed here. We check them, we put them through a massive bureaucratic process. And you know what? New Zealand is a nice to have. For these international investors, they look at our bureaucracy and say, actually, is it really worth playing in New Zealand or should we just go somewhere else? And then they typically look at that and invest elsewhere.
Have we got two completely different things over the weekend, one from Seymour, two from Peters, or are they sort of the same thing?
Well, they are related. I mean, the significance about Peter's investment, especially in the context of Seymour's, is that New Zealand First for a long time was one of the roadblocks to reforms. They didn't want to reform the Overseas Investment Act. Seymour now says we have cabinet approval. That means New Zealand First is in. And then just top it up, Winston Peters announced that actually they would like to go that one step further and even have a future fund based on international investment. So that's a very clear signal that New Zealand First has changed their minds. And so that can only be good news.
Can New Zealand First change their mind on that while still blocking foreigners buying houses?
Actually, none of the investments are about houses. This is really about business investment. And both Winston Peters and David Seymour have made it clear that they want to get capital into the economy with the goal of making us more productive. That's not about houses at the moment. It's really about genuine business investment to lift our productivity here.
Well, if you're an equity fund, sure, and hundreds of millions of dollars, I get that bit. But what if you're in a business investment man who wants to bring in $30-40 million into the country and you like New Zealand and you think, actually, I wouldn't mind buying a house, and you can't?
That, of course, is an inconsistency. And actually, we've said that before the last election when those plans were discussed. I think, actually, we cannot do the two things together. We should actually say we make it easy for you to come and invest in a business. And by the way, of course, we also make it easy for you to buy a house. I would even go a step further, I would say. And then we make it easy for you to get visa for your staff. And we actually roll out the red carpet to make it all happen because it has to be a consistent package. If you go to the most successful countries in the world when it comes to foreign direct investment, like Ireland, like Singapore, that's exactly what they do. They are dedicated agencies making it as easy as possible for these international investors to come.
Always enjoy your company, Oliver. Appreciate Oliver Hartwich out of New Zealand Initiative, Winston Peters, in about half an hour's time, 10 minutes past 7.